Okay, this song comes with a story. This is the oldest new song. This song's been around since last fall. Song comes with a story. See this guitar? Ain't it pretty? Don't you think this is a pretty guitar? I think this is a pretty guitar. I wanted this guitar for 20 years. 20 years I wanted this guitar. Money was never the issue. I'm a roots rock legend. I'm rolling in money. Made of money. Okay? Mountains of money. The issue was getting the wife's permission to spend the money on this guitar. That was the issue. 20 years of trying, and finally it came true. Okay? She finally said, okay, you got yourself a credit card. You got a musician's friend credit card? Friend, go get you one. So they got back in stock. They had the color I wanted. It's the guitar of my dreams. I got it 2 years ago, and I haven't played anything since because I love it so much. So since my wife finally buckled under and decided to let me live the dream, I decided it would only be proper to write her a song on this guitar, a love song, because I really do love my wife. And I wanted to write her a really true love song on my new guitar. But here's the problem, is I've written love songs before and told her that they were about her, but they weren't really about her, and she knew that. Okay? It was like they weren't about other girls, they were about other things disguised as girls, and I told her they were about her, and she busted me immediately. So she's smart. She's a lot smarter than I am. So I had to write her a love song on this guitar that would not only be heartfelt, true, and like so honest that it would make her cry, but it would also have to make her cry because she knew I was thinking about her when I wrote it. So to do that, I had to come up with a clue. There had to be a clue just between her and me that she would know that when I put that clue in there that I was actually thinking about her because nobody else would have turned me on to that kind of an idea. So I thought about the clue for a while, and I realized what it is, and I never knew why she kept this between her and me. But she never really tells anyone else but me, and she tells me continually, and it's how much she loves shopping at Big Lots, okay? And she gets really great things from Big Lots, things I wouldn't even think they had at Big Lots. If I would have just waited, she probably could have found this guitar at Big Lots. But anyway, okay, so now we had it. Love song, honest love song was the goal, Big Lots was the clue, and this is what I came up with. All right. Woo, thank you.
This is Larry Gross. This is only one of a lot of great songs you can hear this Sunday at 2 on Mountain Stage from West Virginia Public Radio.